Each day was a replica of the one before, and the one before that, as far back as he could remember. His routine only changed when they wanted him to perform silly tricks before they would give him food. A split tail got into his pool. How he hated that. She blew a whistle twice, pushed a ball with her nose, then threw the ball to another on the hard land. It was obvious what they wanted him to do. Swimming over, he came up under the ball, carried it across the pool, and tossed it to a split tail by the edge. They clearly approved. Someone blew the whistle twice. He ignored it. He'd shown them he understood, but would not perform for them. It was clear this made them unhappy. When they were unhappy, they would skip a feeding. Although hungry, he took pleasure in their frustration. Afterward, one of the split tails, usually a female, would wait until others weren't around and then pour a bucket of food into his pool. He'd lost his freedom so long ago he had no memory of it, having been very young when brought here. He had a vague image of swimming close to his mother in the open ocean, but then the split tails caught him and brought him to this place, a small oval, smooth, featureless, broken only by a single window. A constant swim around the oval, over and over, day and night, alone. He did come to like one particular female split tail. She always vocalized softly to him. Did the others think he couldn't hear? Everything about her actions indicated she cared. To reward her, he allowed her, and only her, to ride on his back as a trick. She did this with a four-finned furry animal that he also liked. Maybe it too was a captive. He certainly had no reason to treat that animal badly. His favorite female did something else special. Late at night, she would come alone, take off the outer skin they always wore, and slip into his pool. She waited for him to swim to her, and then would slide up onto his back to be carried around the pool, until he sensed she was shaking from the cold. Then he'd swim to the pool's edge, and she would get off, after giving his back fin a hug. Her company was his only enjoyment. This went on for many moon cycles. Then one night, she came with a male. Both of them removed their outer skins and swam with him. But something was wrong about that, and he never saw her again. Each day was a replica of the one before. Then his life turned around. Another being was lowered into the pool. Her body shape triggered a memory of what his family members looked like. Approaching the new being slowly and scanning it with his sonar, he knew it was a female. A very frightened female. She made sorrowful sounds, terrified sounds. Although he couldn't understand what she was saying, it was obvious she wanted to be left alone. Concluding she was another captive, he backed away, not wanting to cause her more distress. He would do whatever was necessary to make her less frightened and miserable. Having a companion stirred something deep inside, a positive feeling he could barely remember. At first, she wouldn't let him near, and never approached him. But slowly, over many weeks, she grew less afraid. To make her comfortable, he always circled the pool ahead of her. Then one day she sped up until she was alongside him, and they swam together. Together. It was clear that she hated the food they were given. To him, food was food, tasty or not. She felt otherwise, and the split tails would poke her with a sharp stick that made her sleepy and then force food down her throat. She often vomited it back. Eventually, she ate what they gave her, but without enthusiasm.